All right, I will say good morning. Good morning. Let's begin a little while since we learned Mesilas Yesharim together. In the edition that we're using here, we're picking up on page Kuf Dalet. We're skipping a little bit to a new, not a new section, this in the same parak, in parak Yud Aleph, which is the Prate Nikias. Remember, again, in this particular chapter, the Ramchal is focusing on the need to cleanse oneself from any vestige of sin. Now, obviously, when we say that, as soon as it comes out of my mouth, you realize that's impossible. You can't cleanse yourself from any vestige of sin. There's no such person who's free from any element of chet, of avera. Rather, what it means is that the goal is to identify the things that often plague us and that we often struggle with, and that sometimes we don't even realize that we're struggling with. Page Kuf Dalet. It's paragraph Gimel, page Kuf Dalet. So we spoke about in the first part of this particular parak issues regarding theft, and specifically the idea that so many times, and he was really talking about in the context of business and in other circumstances where a person does something that is dishonest. I don't even realize that it's dishonest, right? It wasn't my intention to be dishonest. I wasn't trying to deceive. I wasn't trying, but I was still nevertheless dishonest. Whether it's something as simple as thinking that certain practices are just fair, competitive, open markets, when in fact they may be a little bit of theft, or using time on my employer's clock to be able to take care of my own needs. That I'm positive that these are things that unfortunately we transgress all of the time without even realizing. The second piece, now says the Ramchal, is Unedabra ata min ha'arayas. Now says the Ramchal, let's focus a little bit on immorality. So again, if you're using this red edition that we're using, this page, Kuf Dalet, paragraph Gimel. So let's focus now a little bit on the challenges when it comes to immorality. Sheim min ha'chamudim ve'im shnir ma'jega la'gezal. And the truth is, for many of us, so matters of arayas, matters of immorality, he says, it's interesting, his lesson over here is, min ha'chamudim. Min ha'chamudim means, it's one of the averus that people really want. In other words, we'll say, so there are certain averus that I know are aser, and I say, it's okay, no problem with that. Chazer, no type of plenty of good kosher food. That's not a daily struggle. Arayas, says the Ramchal, matters of morality or immorality are things that many of us struggle with day in and day out. Veim shniim b'madrega el hagezo. And ultimately, the only thing that maybe they're second tier to is theft. So remember again, theft, so gezel and arayos. The Ramchal is already in the Gemara, understood of the two greatest challenges of people. Veine, mi sheyirtze lihinakos legamre mizachit. Therefore, says the Ramchal, somebody who wants to cleanse himself and free himself from arayos, from matters of immorality. Gam lo titztarich melacha lo mu'etes. This is not going to be an insignificant amount of work. This is going to be an incredible amount of work. Ki ein bichlal ha'isur gufo shal ma'ase bilvad. Because understand, when it comes to the matters of immorality or issues of immorality, the prohibition is not just on an act of immorality, right? Rather, Ella kala karevi love. Rather, it's all the things that bring us to immorality. The Rebbe says, see, herein lies perhaps one of the greatest challenges in arayas, but also in the realm of spiritual growth, which is, he's focusing on arayas, as we'll focus on. So there are certain immoral things, right? So in Parshas Achremos, we read it on Yom Kippur afternoon. The Torah outlines and details all of the prohibited relationships. That's arayas. But that's only one part of arayas, right? There's the Ramchal says, the great challenge. So there are a number of relationships which are asr. Okay, I understand them. The truth is, for normal people, most of those prohibited relationships are not the daily challenge, right? Normal people aren't struggling with incest. So normal people aren't struggling with the prohibited relationships with close family members. So those we could generally handle. But Ramchal says, to be naki, to be cleansed of matters of immorality, it's not just the maisa ha'avera that a person has to avoid, but kala karevei lav, all the things that lead up to immorality. And I'm about to say, herein lies the great challenge. Because the things that lead to immorality are often the things that we see, are often the things that we hear, are often the things that we talk about. Those are the great challenges of morality. Umikra malehu, this is a pasuk, lo sikravu legalos erva. So I say he makes a little bit of a drush here in the pasuk. Lo sikravu means do not come close to go ahead and uncover erva. See, he's dashing over here that lo sikravu ultimately means don't go ahead and stay abstain, right? You can't, don't come karov, don't come close to the things which ultimately will lead you to an erva situation. So it's another point I want to add about this. We've mentioned this many, many, many times throughout our Musar Seder in the morning, which is the notion that sin never occurs in a vacuum, right? Sorry, sin never occurs in a vacuum, right? Chet is always the culmination of a variety of smaller acts. And so much of success in life is identifying the things that lead to sin, changing the patterns of behavior before I get to the sinful behavior. Right? You've seen this. This is, I've mentioned this many, many, many times. This Rabbi Soloveitchik writes about this in the Gemara, says that one of the people who does not have a chilek in Olam Haba is a Masachik Bukovia, the gambler. The gambler. So the Gemara says, so now how does he do tshuva? So he has to be yeshaber es paspas in the shul. He has to smash his dice. So the Rav says, why does he have to smash his dice? Just stop gambling. Put the dice on a high shelf somewhere. So he says, those dice represent a connection to a lifestyle and to a world that does not lead me down the right path. You want to be a bal tshuva? It's not just enough to stop joining the sisterhood trip to Atlantic City, right? That's an important step. But lemaisa again, you have to go ahead and break away from the lifestyle, because sin doesn't just occur by itself. It is the result of a variety of different things. Those dice represent being tethered to a lifestyle that is not appropriate. Until I change the behavioral patterns of the lifestyle, I'm going to end up in the same rut. I will say this just as an aside, is why so many times in life, this time of year, what's the avoda of this time of year? What's our avoda now? It's after Sukkot. It's a very simple avoda. I have to start getting ready for Rosh Hashanah. Like, that's my new avoda now. Now it's time. We have to get into full mode. We just finished Yom Narod. Now it's time to get ready for Rosh Hashanah 5781. It's going to be here before we know it. I don't want to wait till Elul. I don't want to be a last-minute tshuva guy. I want to start it up now. And I will say, one of the greatest challenges that we encounter is we often focus on behaviors. We don't focus on lifestyles. And that's why a lot of times we don't make progress in life. If you want to affect real change, you can't just affect, you can't on this behavior, that behavior. What's my lifestyle? What's the rhythm of my life? How am I living? What am I doing? Because there may be many things within that lifestyle that may not be usher. They may not be usher, but they're also not good for me. They're not the things I should be doing if I want to get myself to a particular place. So he goes on. Umikra malafai. From Zichron Levracham, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam says, Al Tomar, Hoyo Va'asheli V'Hishtamish Pi'isha. So for example, in the matter of Arayos, and again, we'll see that Ramchal really gets quite like explicit and specific here. So a person might say like this, okay, I know what the Isra of Arayos is. What's Arayos? So Arayos is a forbidden sexual relationship. So since I'm not allowed to engage in that, harini tofsa ve'in li avon, harini megafafa ve'in li avon, oshani noshka ve'in li avon. So you know what? Okay, I'm not going to engage in a sexual relationship, but to touch someone, right, who I'm not allowed to hug someone who I'm not allowed to, that's not a big deal, right? That's not a rayas. The Ramchal says, "Oshani shchev ve'in li avon." So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, the Medrash quotes over here, "Kadosh Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, k'shem she'im nadar nazir lishtos yayin, aser le'echol anavim lachim v'yaveshim, u'mishras anavim v'chol ayotzi migefen ayayin." Just like if a person becomes a nazir, so he's not allowed to drink wine. But it's not just enough that he's not allowed to drink wine. What else is he not allowed to do? He's not allowed to eat grapes. Well, I understand. Well, I can eat grapes. And not every single time. It's not the pshat that, like, every single time you pop a grape in your mouth, oh, so you know what the next step is? One grape, you'll be on the floor with five empty bottles around you, right? That's not the way it works. I can eat grapes and still pretty much remain sober, right? So yet the halacha is that the nazir can't eat grapes, fresh grapes, dried grapes, things soaked in grapes, anything that comes from wine. Af isha she'ina shalcha, so to a woman who is not your wife, aser liga ba'kol ikar, you can't touch her. You can't touch her. So again, what the Ramchal says over here is that lemaisa, again, at the end of the day, although technical arayos is a sexual relationship, but any type of contact between a man and a woman who's not his wife, or a woman, you know what I mean? Not your daughter, or not your, you know, someone who's, you know, someone you're permitted to have contact with, is aser. It's mamash aser. It's aser. It's meaning, the Ramchal says, this is what leads one to us. And I'm both saying, unfortunately, you see this all the time, that so many times these over-socialization leads to such terrible things. And the mice, that over-socialization begins sometimes in the most innocuous of ways. But whether it's the handshake, which, again, if a person's in the business world, person really has to be conscious of these things and has to ask shyness about these things. But even in social circles, you know, to touch someone who's not your wife, to have contact like that with someone who's not, is usher, and ultimately goes ahead and paves the way for things that a person does not want to be engaged in. Unless the person think that at the end of the day, that'll never happen to me. I say many, many, many major mistakes in life usually begin with the statement, that'll never happen to me. And therefore, again, the moment you try to be smarter than God, and the moment you try to be smarter than Chazal, unfortunately, that's often the beginning of one's downfall. We'll say a very strong statement. Whoever touches a woman who is not his wife brings death onto himself. Now, what does that mean, brings death onto himself? It's not an Isser Misa. What it means is you're going down a path that is not going to end well. V'habit man liflu u'divrei ama marazeh, ki imshilu es ha'isser hazel inozir. Well, it's very interesting that Chazal chose to compare the prohibition, right, of contact with a woman who is not your wife to the prohibition of nazir. Asher afa pi she'ikar ha'isser eino ela shtiyas yayin. By nazir, the ikar prohibition is consumption of wine. Hine asra lo Torah komash yesh lo shaychos im hayayin. Ultimately, again, yet the Torah comes along and does what? So we'll say, by a nazir, so the prohibition of nazirus is what? Prohibition of nazirus is drinking wine. That's the prohibition. Yet what did Chazal do? Chazal prohibited everything around the drinking of wine, right? It wasn't just the drinking of wine itself, but again, it's the grapes, it's the fresh grapes, the dry grapes, the soaked, everything. The hayaz elimud shelim the Torah lechachamim eich yaasu siag latorah. Suppose you know, we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up in Yiras Hashem with this next piece, because this concept ultimately, again, by nazir, teaches us an incredibly dramatic approach to Yiddishkeit. The greatest mistake sometimes you make in spirituality, we'll say, is we live life on the line, right? We often go ahead and define what's mutter, what's aser. If it's mutter, I can do it. If it's aser, I can't. But when you leave yourself no buffer in life, the great challenge is it's easy to transgress. Nazir becomes a paradigmatic example of creating for yourself a protective barrier, so that if you do fall and you do fail, you haven't necessarily automatically failed on the level of biblical prohibition, but rather you've given yourself a little bit of a safety net. We'll pick up in Meretz Hashem with that concept tomorrow. Shkoyach.